We interrupt the program now in progress to bring you a special report.
Here are the highlights this morning.
From the WPGU News Desk, here's today's headlines on WPGU 107.1 Champaign's Alternative.
From WPGU News, I'm Uma Tay. It's Thursday, February 12th, 2026. During a meeting of the Environment and Land Use Committee last Friday, the committee officially recommended the city create a data task force. The task force would be charged with handling the development of proposed data centers. This includes developing zoning and permitting recommendations. The Champaign County Board is set to consider approving the recommendation at its meeting next Thursday. The recommendation comes in tow with Senator Chapin Rose filing three bills on Friday. The bill aims to prevent Illinoisans from electric bill increases via consumer rate caps, prohibit data centers from using groundwater in the Mahomet Aquifer, and repeal the Clean and Reliable Grid Affordability Act. Rose's proposal, along with the proposed task force, comes ahead of Champaign County officials considering a temporary 12-month moratorium on data centers. WPGU News correspondent Gavin Westlake sat down with John Hall, the director of planning and zoning for Champaign County, to discuss the moratorium.
It's not that we're trying to prohibit them all the way, but we want to put things on hold for 12 months while we develop better regulations. Right now, I've proposed that no groundwater or potable water can be used for cooling, except in a closed-loop cooling system.
According to Hall, the moratorium will have to go through the Zoning Board of Appeals with a public hearing. Hall hopes that the moratorium will go into effect by April 23rd. Hall also addressed concerns about community input and engagement regarding data center concerns.
Task force meetings will be open to the public, so people are welcome to attend those meetings. If someone wants to follow this, they will definitely be able to.
Looking at tech updates at the university, after two international students at the university became friends, they thought they should collaborate to help the community. From their friendship emerged Globee, an app used to find other people of similar backgrounds and interests. Alex Vasilievich, junior in business and co-founder, is from Belarus, and Anton Sharov, junior in engineering and co-founder, is of Russian descent. According to WCIA, Vasilievich said, quote, "I tried Facebook groups, I tried different dating apps, but unfortunately, there's no way to find people from your home country," end quote. Globee initially started as a dating app, but its audience wanted more, so it expanded to include people simply looking for friends. Globee is currently active in Champaign-Urbana, and soon it will extend to Chicago. And that's a wrap. For more stories about the Champaign-Urbana area, check out dailyillini.com. Contributing reporting for this newscast was brought to you by Grace Avila, Gavin Westlake, and Kyler Bowie. From WPGU News, this has been Uma Tay.